This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A formal impeachment inquiry is now underway into President Trump and allegations that he sought a foreign government's help with his 2020 re-election bid. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
It's something House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had long resisted, but as questions grew about whether the president abused his office by leaning on a foreign government to help his re-election prospects, Democratic pressure grew from freshman members to top Pelosi allies. Speaking before her announcement, the president dismissed it all as a continuing witch hunt.
We have the strongest country in the world, the best economy we've ever had, and she's talking impeachment.
But says he thinks this could be a positive for him heading into election season. Sagar Magani, Washington.
House and Senate leaders are reacting along party lines to the announcement of a Trump impeachment inquiry. Representative John Lewis, the Democratic civil rights icon, endorsed impeachment proceedings in the House after withholding his opinion on the matter for several months.
The future of our democracy is at stake. There come a time when you have to be moved by the spirit of history to take action to protect and preserve the integrity of our nation. I truly believe, the time to begin impeachment proceedings against this president has come. To delay or to do otherwise would betray the foundation of our democracy.
The Republican minority leader of the House said Democrats are still bitter about losing the 2016 presidential election and have wanted to impeach Trump from day one. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Rescuers are still helping earthquake victims in northeastern Pakistan.